they would need about 480 FBI agents in Iraq. The FBI currently has about 12,000 agents total. So without getting into any more detail about this proposal, it does not appear realistic that the FBI could staff this project, could integrate it into the military, could operate without private security of its own in Iraq, or would be able to quickly respond to new areas outside of Iraq or Afghanistan that may need investigation. In fact, the original plan for the FBI investigation of the Nisour Square shootings called for Blackwater itself to guard the investigators. The FBI has also traditionally been a domestic enforcement agency and is designed as such. The courts martial system, in contrast, has been tightly ingrained with the military for more than 50 years. The practical impediments to prosecutions are at least as equally matched by the political impediments, and I don't want to belabor those, but having contractors off the books is politically expedient in that their deaths do not count in the official tally, their crimes may not be easily attributable to the United States, especially if they are never investigated. So by this point, some of you may be asking why Iraq or another host country does not simply prosecute contractors itself. In the case of Iraq, contractors are immune